Namah Om Vishnu Bandaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaschacharishatarine.
What follows is the Sri Shikshastaka, 8 verses of instruction on the holy name of Krishna by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translations by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Chito darpana marjanam bhava mahadava agnini vapanam shreya kaidava chandrika vatadanam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam patipadam bhunamita svadanam savatma snapadam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam.
Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step.
Nam nam akadi bahuda nijasarva shakti dhatra pita niyamatak smanane nakalo eta drishita vakripa bhagavan namapi durdaiv midrsha mahajane nanurahago.
My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity, and therefore you have many names, such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting.
Trinada pisuni chena tado divasahishnuna amanina manandina kirtani yaksada hari. Trinada pisuni chena tado divasahishnuna amanina manandina kirtani yaksada hari.
One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord.
Nadanang najanang nasundarim kavitang va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmani shwari bhavatan bhakti rahoy tuki jayi. Nadanang najanang nasundarim kavitang va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmani shwari bhavatan bhakti rahoy tuki jayi.
O Lord of the Universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or fruit of activities described in flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you.
Ai nanda tanuja kinkadam bhaditang mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrasam vichindaya. Ai nanda tanuja kinkadam patitang mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrasam vichindaya.
O my Lord, O Krishna, O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant. But because of my own furtive acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of nescience. Now please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Nayanang galadashudaraya vadanang gangadudnaya gira Gulaka nichitang vapukada tvanamo ghani bhavishyati Nayanang galadashudaraya vadanang gangadudnaya gira Gulaka nichitang vapukada tvanamo ghani bhavishyati My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? Yugahitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishahitam shunyahitam jagatsavam govinda vidahe name Yugahitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishahitam shunyahitam jagatsavam govinda virahe name My Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I see the entire world as void. Ashlisya va paradatam panashtumam adarshanam mahatam karotu va yata tata va vadadhatu lambato mat prananatas antusevana poro Ashlisya va paradatam panashtumam adarshanam mahatam karotu va yata tata va vadadhatu lambato mat prananatas antusevana poro Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet. Let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee, after all, and can do whatever he likes, but he is still no one other than the worshipable Lord of my heart. What follows is a selection of verses from the Sri Padyavali, an anthology collected by Srila Rupa Goswami. This chapter is called the Nama Mahatmya, a glorification of the holy name. The verses are by various authors, and the translations are by Sriman Kushakrata Das. Ang haksang hadadakilang sakududiyade vasakala lokasya tananidivatamila jaladhinjayitita ganmangalang hare nama Ang haksang hadadakilang sakududiyade vasakala lokasya tananidivatamila jaladhinjayitita ganmangalang hare nama All glories to the holy name of Lord Hari. Just as the sun rises and immediately dissipates the darkness of the world, so the holy name of Lord Hari, uttered even once, destroys all sins. This verse is by Sri Lakshmidhar. Chaturnam Vedanam Vidyam Idama Krishna Hadina Chaturbiyan Varnai Sputam Agadinarayana Padam Tadetan Gayanto Vayamanishamatmanam aduna purimo janimo nahadipadito shayakimapi Lord Hari has taken the four syllables Narayana as the essential heart of the four Vedas. For this reason, we now constantly chant the holy name of Narayan. In this way, we are now purifying ourselves, and we do not know any other better way to please Lord Hari. The author is unknown. Yoga shyutta papatti nijnavana dhyanana sambhavita svarajyam patipandini vayamami mukta bhavantu dvija asmakam turkadamba kunda kohara pronila dindivara shri nishyamala dhama nama jushitam janmastu lakshavadi Let the twice-born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga, Vedic study and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we shall spend hundreds of thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments appear like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming within a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. This verse is by Sri Ishwarapuri. Kalyananam nidhanam kalimalamatanam pavanam pavananam Bhatiyum yanmumuksho sapadipadapada praptihi prachamanam Vishramastanam ekam kavivadabachasam jivanam sanjananam Bijam dharmandrumasya bhavavatu bhavatam bhutehi krishna namo. The holy name of Lord Krishna is a reservoir of all transcendental happiness. It destroys the sins of the Kali Yuga. It is the most purifying of all purifying things. It is the saintly person's lunch as he traverses the path to the spiritual world. It is the pleasure garden where the voices of the greatest saints, philosophers, and poets play. It is the life of the righteous and the seed of the tree of religion. May that holy name of Lord Krishna bring transcendental auspiciousness to all of you. The author is unknown. Vipanti duditani moha mahimasam moha malambati satankam nakaknandakim kaliyati shi chitta gupta kriti sanandam madhaparkasam divadho vedhakarot yudhyamam vaktam namita vishada milashite bhumakyaman yatparam. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone desires to chant your holy name, sins tremble in fear. The glory of material illusion faints unconscious. Yamaraj's scribe Chitragupta becomes happy and gazes at the chanter's toenails with awe and reverence. And Lord Brahma prepares Madhuparka to worship him. O Lord, what more can we say than this? Author unknown. Kakpareta nagadi porandaga kopa veda tadadiya kinkada Krishna nama jagadeka mangalam kantapita mudadika dotichi Kakpareta nagadi porandaga kopa veda tadadiya kinkada Krishna nama jagadeka mangalam kantapita mudadika dotichi. Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one places it on his neck, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other world, to him? What are Yamaraj's servants to him? Sri Anandacharya wrote this verse. Brahmandanam koti sangyadikanam aisharam yachetana vayadamsa avibhutam tanmoha krishna namo tanne sadhyam sadhanam jivanamcha. If the opulence or knowledge of many millions of universes were clustered together, they would hardly equal a small fragment of the glory of Lord Krishna's holy name. Lord Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. It is the means I shall employ to attain the goal of my life. Author unknown. Vishnu namaiva pungsa samalamapadahat punyamutpadayaccha Brahmadistana bhogad vidite matapuro shipadan vanda bhakti dhatva gyanam cha vishnu iha murta titi brandi bijam cha dagnva sampunananda bodhi mahati cha podosham stapayit vanivrittam. The holy name of Lord Vishnu removes sin and establishes piety. It makes one disinterested in the attempt to gain an exalted post like that of Lord Brahma. It grants devotion for the lotus feet of the spiritual master. It brings transcendental knowledge of Lord Vishnu, and it burns the seed of repeated birth and death so it can no longer sprout. It places the saintly devotee in complete awareness of perfect transcendental bliss. This verse was written by Srila Vyasadeva. Namachindamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Kshudho Nitya Mukto Abhanatvan Nama Namino Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Kshudho Nitya Mukto Abhanatvan Nama Namino. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with maya or illusion. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Verse by Srila Vyasadeva, translation by Srila Prabhupada. Madana madana metan mangalam mangalanam sakandandagamavalli satpalam chitswarupam Sakadapiparigitam Shadhaya Helayava Bhagavadana Matram Dhariyet Krishna Namo Madhada Madhada Etan Mangalam Mangalanam Sakandagamavalli Satpalam Chitswarupam Sakadapiparigitam Shadhaya Helayava Bhagavadana Matram Dhariyet Krishna Namo. The name of Lord Krishna is the sweetest of all sweet things, the most auspicious of auspicious things, the transcendental fruit of the creeper of all Vedic literature. The transcendental name of Lord Krishna, chanted even once, either with faith or contempt, O best of the Bhrigus, delivers the chanter. Written by Srila Vyasadeva.
Svargatiya vivasati yasodina yatyeva lokan Moksha peksha janayati janam kevalam klesha bhajam Yoga myasak padma vidasas tadrishai king prayasai Sarvam tyaktva mamaturasana krishna krishneti rautu.
The attempt to attain the heavenly Svarga planets impoverishes this entire world. The desire to attain impersonal liberation brings only trouble. The regimen of yoga is dry and tasteless. What is the use of endeavors like these? I shall abandon them all and simply make my tongue chant Krishna, Krishna. The author is unknown.
Sada sarvatrasti nanavimalamadhyam tapapadam tatapyekam stokam nahibhavatado patam abhinat Chanam jiva krashtam tavatu bhagavan namanikalam samulam samsaram kashitikatatat sevyamanayo.
O Lord, is your impersonal spiritual effulgence not always present everywhere? Even so, it has not been able to break even a single small leaf from the tree of repeated birth and death. On the other hand, O Lord, the very moment your holy name is taken by the tongue, it immediately and very thoroughly shatters the tree of birth and death down to its roots. Of these two, the spiritual effulgence and the holy name, which should you serve? Author unknown.
Akrishti kuta chetasam sumanasam uchatanam chambhasam achandalam amukha loka sulabho vashyastra mukti shriya no diksham nacha satkriyam nacha purashchayam managikshate mantroham masanaspageva palati shri krishna namatmako.
The holy name of Lord Krishna is an attractive feature for many saintly liberal people. It is the annihilator of all sinful reactions and is so powerful that, save for the dumb who cannot chant it, it is readily available to everyone, including the lowest type of man, the chandala. The holy name of Krishna is the controller of the opulence of liberation, and it is identical with Krishna. Simply by touching the holy name with one's tongue, immediate effects are produced. Chanting the holy name does not depend on initiation, pious activities, or the Purushacharya regulative principles generally observed before initiation. The holy name does not wait for all these activities. It is self-sufficient. Verse by Sri Lakshmindara. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Vichayani vichayani vichinchani punak punah kripanasya dhanani va pranamani bhavantuno vichayani vichayani vichinchani punak punah kripanasya dhanani va dhanamani bhavantuno. O Lord, just as a miser continually collects, counts, and remembers his money, in the same way let us continually collect, count, and remember your holy names. This is by Sri Bhavananda. Krishna Nama Mukunda Ramana Vasudeva Jagan Guru Matsakachapa Narasingha Varaha Raghava Pahimam Deva Dhanava Narada Nimuninda Vandadayanadhe Devaki Satadehi Mejava Pada Bhakti Machanchalam Krishna Rama Mukunda Vamana Vasudeva Jagan Guru Matsakachapa Narasingha Varaha Raghava Pahimam Deva Dhanava Narada Nimuninda Vandadayanadhe Devaki Satadehi Mehitava Pada Bhakti Machanchalam. O Krishna, O Balaram, O Mukunda, O Vamana, O Vasudev, O Master of the Universe, O Matsya, O Kurma, O Nrsingha, O Varaha, O Ramchandra, please protect me. O Lord, who are worshipped by the demigods, demons, and great sages who have Narada as their leader, O ocean of mercy, O son of Devaki, please grant me unwavering devotion to your lotus feet. Author unknown. What follows is the Sri Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction, by Srila Rupa Goswami. Translations by Srila Prabhupada. Vacho vegam manasakroda vegam jingva vegam muradopasta vegam etan vegan yo visheta dhido savam apimam vritavinsa shishyat. A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals is qualified to make disciples all over the world.
Atyaharak prayashascha vajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyangcha shadmi bhakti vinashyati Atyaharak prayashascha Bhajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyangcha sadhi bhakti vinashyati.
One's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following six activities. 1. Eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. 2. Over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain. 3. Talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. 4. Practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement. Or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically. 5. Associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. And 6. Being greedy for mundane achievements. Text 3.
Utsaha nishchayadharyat tattat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vritte shadmi bhakti prasidhyati Utsaha nishchayadharyat tattat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vritte shadmi bhakti prasidhyati.
there are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. 1. Being enthusiastic. 2. Endeavoring with confidence. 3. Being patient. 4. Acting according to regulative principles such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. 5. Abandoning the association of non-devotees. And 6. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. Text 4. Dadati padagrinati guhyama kyati pichati mukte bhojayate chayavah sadvidham priti lakshanam. Dadati padagrinati guhyama kyati pichati mukte bhojayate chayavah sadvidham priti lakshanam. Offering gifts in charity, accepting favorable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasadam and offering prasadam are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. Text 5. Krishneti yasigaditang manasadrihito dikshasti chet padanabhishcha bhajandamisham shushushaya bhajana vigyamananyamanya nindadi shunya vidamipsita sangalabhya. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshiping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Text 6. Drishtai samavajanitai vupushascha doshai nak prakvatattamiha bhakta janasya pashit gangam basang nakalu budbudapena pankar brahma dravattam apagacchati niladharmai. Being situated in his original Krishna conscious position, a pure devotee does not identify with the body. Such a devotee should not be seen from a materialistic point of view. Indeed, one should overlook a devotee's having a body born in a low family, a body with a bad complexion, a deformed body, or a diseased or infirm body. According to ordinary vision, such imperfections may seem prominent in the body of a pure devotee. But despite such seeming defects, the body of a pure devotee cannot be polluted. It is exactly like the waters of the Ganges, which sometimes, during the rainy season, are full of bubbles, foam, and mud. The Ganges waters do not become polluted. Those who are advanced in spiritual understanding will bathe in the Ganges without considering the condition of the water. Text 7. Syat Krishna nama chaditadi satapya vidya pitto patapta dasana sanarochikanu kinva dadadanu ninankalu saiva jushta svadvikramanda vatitangana mula hantri. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. Text 8. Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasanamu nasi niyoja dishtandra jeta danuragi jananu gami kalang nayeda kila mitya pradesha saram. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braja, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. continuing with the Nectar of Instruction, text 9. Vaikuntha janito vara madhupuri tatrapi rasotsava vrindarandamudadapana ramanatatrapi govardhano radha kundamihapi gokulapate premamrita plavanat kuryat asya varajato viditate sevam vivekinaka. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathura Puri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's Rasa Leela pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kunda stands supreme, for it is overflooded with the ambrosial nectarian prema of the Lord of Gokula, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radha Kund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? Text 10. Karmim yak parito hari piyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas Devyo jnana vimukta bhakti padamam premaika nishtastato Devyasta pashupala pankaja dushastabhyo pisaradika Vrishtatan vadiyanta diya sadasita nashaye kakriti. In the Shastra, it is said that of all types of fruitive workers, he who is advanced in knowledge of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, one who is practically liberated by virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. He is superior to the others. However, one who has actually attained prema, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Her lake is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kunda and in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, render loving service to the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their Ashtakaliya Leela, their eternal eightfold daily pastimes? Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radha Kund are the most fortunate people in the universe. Text 11. Krishna syochai praniyavasati preyasimhyopi radha kundam chasya munibit abitastha drigeva vidhahi yat preshtar yap alamasalabam kim punarm bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakadapisarak snatada viskaroti. Of the many objects of favored delight, and of all the lovable damsels of Brajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. And in every respect, her divine Kunda is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha Kunda is very rarely attained, even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within these holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused. What follows is the Sri Ishopanishad translations by Srila Prabhupada. Invocation. Om Purnamadak Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. Mantra 1.
Ishavasamidam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat dhena tyaktena bhunjitha magadha kasya svidhanam.
Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself which are set aside as his quota, and one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong.
Mantra 2. Kovanne veha karmani jijivishe chatang samaho evam tahi nanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare.
One may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continuously goes on working in that way. For that sort of work will not bind him to the law of karma. There is no alternative to this way for man.
Mantra 3. Asuya namati loka andhe natamasavrita tangsti pretya vigacchanti yeke chatmaharo jana.
The killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the worlds of the faithless, full of darkness and ignorance.
Mantra 4. Anejadekam manaso javiyo nainandeva apnuvan purvamarshat dhanhavato nyan atyeti tishtat tasmin napo matarishwadadhati.
Although fixed in his abode, the personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. Although in one place, he controls those who supply the air and rain. He surpasses all in excellence.
Mantra 5. Tadejati tannayajati tandure tadvantiki tadantarasya sarvasya tadusarvasya sambhayatah.
The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he is very near as well. He is within everything, and yet he is outside of everything.
Mantra 6. Yastu sarvani bhutnani atmanevanu pashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam ratona vichugupsati.
He who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being.
Mantra 7. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhud vijanatah tattako mohakakshoka ekatvam manupashyatah.
One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him?
Mantra 8. Sapayagat chukkamakahim avranam asnaviram shudhnam apapa vidham kavi manishi bodhibu soyambhu yata tyato tham vidadhat chasvatibhya samahabhyo.
Such a person must factually know the greatest of all, who is unembodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without veins, pure and uncontaminated, the self-sufficient philosopher who has been fulfilling everyone's desire since time immemorial. Mantra 9. Andhang tamak pravashanti ye vidyam upasati tatum bhuya ivate tamo yahu vidyayang vataho. Those who engage in the culture of nascent activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. Mantra 10. Anyadevahu vidyaya anyadahura vidyaya iti shushma liranam yenastan vijitakshire. The wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge and that a different result is obtained from the culture of nations. Mantra 11. Vidyang cha vidyang cha yas tanvedo bhayang saha avidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyayam mitamashnute. Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessing of immortality. Mantra 12. Andhang tamak pravashanti ye sambhutam upasati tatom bhuy ivate tamo yo sambhutyamataho. Those who are engaged in the worship of demigods enter into the darkest region of ignorance, and still more so do the worshippers of the impersonal absolute. Mantra 13. Anyadevahu sambhavat anyadahu asambhavat iti shushma dhiranam yenastan vichatakshire. It is said that one result is obtained by worshipping the supreme cause of all causes and that another result is obtained by worshipping that which is not supreme. All this is heard from the undisturbed authorities who clearly explained it. Mantra 14. Sambhutim cha vinashaṃ cha yastan vedo bhayaṃ saha vinashena mrityum tirtva sambhutyam mitamashnute. One should know perfectly the personality of Godhead and his transcendental name, as well as the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, men and animals. When one knows these, he surpasses death and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation with it. And in the eternal kingdom of God, he enjoys his eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Mantra 15. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitam mukham tatvam pushana pavrinu satyadharmaya drishtaye. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Please remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. Mantra 16. Pushanhe karshe yamasuya prajapatya vyuharashmin samuhatejo yatte rupam kalyanatamam tatte pasyami yo samaso purusaksoham asmi. O my Lord, O primeval philosopher, maintainer of the universe, O regulating principle, destination of the pure devotees, well-wisher of the progenitors of mankind, please remove the effulgence of your transcendental rays so that I can see your form of bliss. You are the eternal supreme personality of Godhead, like unto the sun, as am I. Mantra 17. Vayur anilam amritam atidam basmantam shariram om krto smada kritam smara krto smada kritam smara. Let this temporary body be burnt to ashes, and let the air of life be merged with the totality of air. Now, O my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices, and because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I have done for you. Mantra 18.
Agni Nayasupatarahi Asman Vishvani Deva Vayunani Vidvan Yuyo Yasmad Juhuranameno Bhuyishthante Nama Uktim Vidhemo.
O my Lord, powerful as fire, omnipotent one, now I offer you all obeisances and fall on the ground at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you. And since you know all that I have done in the past, please free me from the reactions to my past sins, so that there will be no hindrance to my progress.
What follows is the first Chaitanyashtakam, or series of 8 verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya, by Srila Rupa Goswami. This is from his Stavamala. Translations by Sriman Kusha Kratadas, except where otherwise noted.
Sadopasyakshiman jitamonajakayai panahitam vahadbi givanai girishapadameshti prabhitabhi sabakti byakshudham nijabhajanamudram apadishan sachetan yakkimme bhundapijishoryasatipadam.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always the most worshipable deity of the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who came in the garb of ordinary men bearing love for him. He instructs his own pure devotional service to his own devotees. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Sudeshanang Durgang Gatadati Shaheno Panashidam Muninang Savasum Panatapatali Nam Madhurima Vinyasak Premno Nikalapashupalam Buddhisham Sachetan Yakime Punanapajishoryasatipadam Sachetan Yakime Punanapajishoryasatipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the shelter of the demigods, the goal of the Upanishads, the be-all and end-all of the great sages, the beautiful shelter of his devotees, and the essence of love for the lotus-eyed gopis. Will he again be visible before the path of my eyes? Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Sarupam vibhrano jagadato lamanvaita dahita Bhapanna Shivaso Janita Padamananda Garima Hari Dino Dhari Gajapatika Potsika Talalak Sachitanya Kimme Gunanda Pijishoryasati Padam Sachitanya Kimme Gunanda Pijishoryasati Padam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested his own form, which cannot be compared to anything in the material universe. He is very dear to Advaita Acharya, and Shiva's Pandit is surrendered to him. He is very respectful to Paramananda Puri. He takes away the ignorance of the material world and delivers the conditioned souls who are suffering the threefold miseries there. He quickly showered his mercy upon Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Rasodama kamar buddhamalada dhamo jilatanur yati namutam sas tadanikada vinyoti vasana hiranyanang lakshmi bhadnami bhavanangi kaducha sachetanya kimme bhundanapajisho yasitipadam sachetanya kimme bhundanapajisho yasitipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes maddened by tasting the mellows of devotional service. His effulgent form is the abode of the sweetness of millions of cupids, and he is the crown of all sannyasis. His garments display the effulgence of sunlight,
and the splendor of his body eclipses the great beauty of gold. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Hare Krishna Tuchai Spuditadasano Namagana Katagranti Shreni Zubugata Desotro Jalakara Vishalaksho Dugar Galayugalake Lanchita Bojak Sachetan Yakime Bundana Pujisho Yasadipadam Sachetan Yakime Bundana Pujisho Yasadipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chants the Hare Krishna mantra in a loud voice, the holy name dancing on his tongue. His effulgent hand is beautified by the knotted string meant for counting the number of recitations of the holy name. His eyes are large, and his long arms, bent with the performance of his pastimes, reach down to his knees. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Payorashi sthire spurdu pavanali kalanaya moho vrindaranya smadana janita prema divisha kachit krishna vritti pachaladasano bhakti dasika sachetanya kime bhunanda pijisho yasati padam sachetanya kime bhunanda pijisho yasati padam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the topmost of all devotees. Sometimes, while walking on the beach, he would see a beautiful garden nearby and mistake it for the forest of Vrindavan. He would thus be completely overwhelmed by ecstatic love of Krishna and begin to chant the holy name and dance. His tongue worked incessantly as he chanted, "Krishna, Krishna." Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Adatarudhasyarad Adipadivinila chalapate Adambhra premoli Spudatadatano lasa divisho Saharshangayadvi Bodhavirtatano vaishnava janai Sachetanya kimme Punandapajisho yasadipadam Sachetanya kimme Punandapajisho yasadipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spontaneously danced with great delight before the path of Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala, who was seated on the Ratayatra car. He trembled with waves of great love and was surrounded by the devotees who were singing with joy. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Bhuvam simchan ashru shuti vidim bhitak sandhu pulakai Paditango nipa stapakarna bakinjal ke jahibi Ganasveda stoma stimidata nodut kirtana suki Sachetan nakkimme Bhunanda pujisho yasadipadam Sachetan nakkimme Bhunanda pujisho yasadipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became joyful during the chanting of the holy name, and he sprinkled the earth with showers of tears. All the hairs of his body, standing on end, appeared like victorious filaments of fresh kadamba blossoms. His body was moistened with much perspiration. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Adite Goranga Smanana padavi mangalataram Kutiyo vishambha Spodadamalandhi rashtakamidam Padanande sanyas Tadamala padam bhodi yugale Padisparatasya Spodatunatadam primalahari.
May the great ocean, full of the waves of pure love for the two white lotus flowers of the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, become immediately manifested at every moment to whatever pious person reads these most auspicious eight verses, meditating on Lord Gauranga, his pure intelligence shining with faith. What follows are a few verses from the Sri Govinda Vidudavali by Srila Rupa Goswami, translations by Sriman Kushikrata Das, The first verse is a glorification of Rupa Goswami's poetry by Srila Jiva Goswami.
Asat kavya sadhana suya eva hari kriyeshu Shabdata ratna nakaraishtanoteti bhavmhyai Shilpa kriyam bahuvidham kavi vishvakarma Rupa mhibodasika chitta haraksajiyat.
All glories to Srila Rupa Goswami. He expands a many-faceted poetic craftsmanship in the palaces of his transcendental poems, which are very dear to Lord Hari. Those palaces are decorated with the multitude of excellently beautiful jewels, which are the poetic devices of alliteration, metaphor, etc., as well as deep philosophical meaning. Among poets, Rupa Goswami is just like Vishvakarma, the architect of the heavenly planets, and he enchants the minds of the connoisseurs.
Dava modalin hana namani kamam budi vridni shubhangshu Achitala gokala kula jadharyam budi panakum bajo jayati Dava modalin hana namani kamam budi vridni shubhangshu Achitala gokala kula jadharyam budi panakum bajo jayati.
O Krishna, all glories to the sound of your flute. It is like the shining white moon that causes tidal waves in the ocean of the desire for conjugal love of the women of the upper planetary system. The sound of your flute has become like a Gustyamuni who drank the entire ocean. It is drinking the ocean of the composure of the serious and sedate young girls of Gokula who are all born in good families.
Bhujanga dupa chandraka spodada khanda chudankuri nirankushada ganchala bhramina badna bringa bhrame Patanga duhitastati vanakuti da keli priye parispodada me mohos dvai mukunda shudharati.
O Krishna, a peacock feather decorates the top of your hair, and the unrestrained movements of the corners of your eyes have stunned the wanderings of the bees. You are very fond of performing pastimes in the cottage on the bank of the Yamuna River, who is the daughter of the sun god. O Mukunda, may I be purely devoted to you at every moment.
Pachada padamahansai kamamacham yamani Pandatamakada chakrai shashurakranda kuksho Agahada jagadanda hindi hindola hasi Spodhata tavagambhiri gheli sindhorati na.
O Krishna, the multitude of pure devotees who have surrendered to you have become a throng of sharks that always crowds the interior of the deep ocean of your pastimes. They drink the water of that ocean as much as they desire. The waves of that ocean are your smiles and your laughs, and the universes move about on those waves. O killer of the Agha demon, may we take pleasure in that ocean.
Vivrita vivrita badhi, mhranti vegada gadhi, balavati mhavapuri, manjito me viduri. Asharanagana bandho, he kripaka mudindo, sakut akata vilambam, dehi hastavalambam.
O Krishna, you are the friend of those who have no shelter, and you are the moon that shines with the light of your mercy. I am immersed in the current of material existence, having been caught up by the strength of its whirlpool. That current is powerful, deep, and full of many great sufferings. O Lord, please extend your hand and quickly deliver me from this place.